business today?
Oh, we're doing great. It's been a really good week this week. We're it's hot. We're definitely drinking lots of water, staying cool as best we can. Got the air conditioners on in the showroom. Everybody's comfortable though, and been really very busy. Lots of used cars are continuing to be very high in demand, and we're looking to buy cars. We've been purchasing them quite a few locally, and actually searching all over the country. We've been selling cars all over the country. We've had we sold a used Mini Cooper to some folks from Florida this week. We've got a car going to Colorado Springs. Another one went to Washington State.
Dungeons worldwide.
We haven't gotten across the pond yet, but we're, who knows? I don't know what's driving all that, but clearly we had great cars and stuff people were looking for. It's been really interesting lately as we've been dialing up our used car business and looking to add these great vehicles to our inventory. The pace of sales just keeps picking up, and we're really dialing it in on what we're looking for. You know, right now I've got a car, a Tacoma, that'll just be here in about an hour, that we purchased actually up in Ohio at an auction. This is a great used car, 2017, great Tacoma 4x4 pickup truck, only 30,000 miles. It's going to be Toyota certified. Should have that available in the next couple days. We got a 2016 Lincoln. It's a beautiful red MKX. That just got here. That was an off-lease vehicle from Oklahoma City that we purchased. And it should come out of service before the weekend, hopefully. Mm-hmm. It'll be Lincoln certified. We've got a 2015 Corolla we just traded for. That's a little bit over 100,000 miles, but the Corolla, as most people know, is one of those cars that just keeps going and going. So it's got a whole lot of life left. We've got it getting serviced right now, and it'll be available soon if you're looking for some kind of value vehicle. We've got lots of those. We got an 08 F-250 we just traded for, a 2013 Pilot that we traded for, a 2018 Hyundai Elantra, and a 2018 Camry. They're great inventory, and that's just all the fresh stuff we've got in the last few days.
Wow, you've been getting a lot of good recycling going on there.
Well, what's crazy is it doesn't look like there's anything out there on the lot, Tom. We can't we keep getting them in here, and they keep selling. And the same thing happening on the Toyota lot. I really, the Toyota inventory is a bit lean right now with the plants being shut down. People are still buying them, and I can, especially the trucks, the Tacoma, the Tundra, the 4Runner. These vehicles are hot, and we don't have many in stock. We're lucky to have a Tundra, and traded for a beautiful bright blue 4Runner TRD Pro. I think that one actually may be sold already this afternoon, but just traded for that too. So again, the used car business is hot. If you're looking to trade your car or sell a car right now, it's a great time because the market is really strong. We've got great incentives on the vehicles on the new car side.
Mm-hmm.
Ford came out just recently with a new thing where if you finance with Ford credit and purchase a used or a Ford CPO or a new Ford, and you lose your job in the next year, they're going to buy the vehicle back.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is.
Giving you the assurance that if you make that investment now and something happens, and hopefully not, but if it were, that they'd buy the vehicle back. And you can get more information on that at our website at DungeonsChoice.com. Click on the Ford Link. Lincoln also is offering that on their certified Lincolns and on used Lincolns that are there, not on the new ones. We've got really strong incentives on the Toyota side, too, right now. They're going to run through Monday, and I'm expecting some of them to change then. We probably will have, some may go up, but I'm expecting some to go down. I just think my instincts tell me that with the inventories as they are, that they're going to be, they'll shift them to where they've got some product. There are still some Camrys and stuff out there, so probably be great buys on that. They may shift them off of the trucks a bit. So if you are looking for a Toyota truck, that may be that you want to activate between now and Monday night.
Those are good trucks, boy. I tell you, I see a lot of them out there with your stamp on it. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, that's probably our most prized purchase stuff right now. If we could get maybe a 2016 to 2018 Toyota Tundra, Toyota Tacoma, a Ford F-150, those kind of vehicles, hopefully good miles, but it really doesn't matter that much. I mean, we need trucks in our used truck inventory. I can't seem to keep them on the lot, so certainly give you top dollar for any truck you're looking to sell right now.
Very good, very good. So what else is popping out there?
Well, as you know, we're getting ready for Winget.
Yes, sir.
That's a big deal. That's starting today, just in a couple hours now. Mm-hmm. We'll have the first match at 12 o'clock, 2:35, and 7:30. Mm-hmm. Bartlesville kicks off another season of the Winget tournament here at 7:30 tonight against Fort Smith. And we're really excited to be playing baseball again down at Bill Dungis Stadium. It is, something we're really proud of to be associated with for so long now. You know, we were honored over 10 years ago now, that's hard for me to believe, but by the Guinness Records for being the longest corporate sponsor of a sports team in the world.
Wow.
Sponsoring our American Legion baseball team here in Bartlesville. And we've been doing it almost 80 years in a row now. It's a heritage that we take great pride in. And we love to sponsor the team. And, you know, I love the game, but the truth is what it's mostly about is the opportunities it provides the kids, the entertainment here in Bartlesville every summer, the wonderful experience of, anyone who has children who play sports know what it's like to take them through their lives as they grow up to these games and matches, sometimes all over the place. We devote so much time to this, and this baseball season is really critical for those boys. This is the culmination for a lot of mm-hmm. them of that sport. They may be going on, some of them, to college. Many on the team now are in college. But, some of them, it's a transition point. But they've learned a lot, we know, by playing baseball for long enough to be on a team like the Indians. And, that's just something I'm really proud of. To be a part of that for almost 80 years, you think of the hundreds of lives it's impacted, the wonderful experiences the families have had. And it really is about the families because, I don't think Coach Pinnell's getting rich coaching this team. And the parents man the booths and take the ticket money and run the concession stand. I mean, this is something that is community-driven. And we're really proud to support that. And, folks, when you purchase a vehicle at Dungis, it does support all these things. It'd take more than the rest of our show to list all the things that by purchasing at Dungis that we support are able to support locally. Mm-hmm. We do support everything that we can, and that's really been that way now for almost 80 years. And I think it really is exemplified by the baseball team and what that means to our community. And anyway, but enough of that. The tournament tonight kicks off. We'll be playing home ball now for three nights in a row, going through the holiday weekend, and hopefully be making it into some of the pool play and on Sunday and maybe even that final. And wish the team all kinds of luck.
Tell you what, that's a good-looking ballpark right now. It really is.
It really looks great. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, and so if you haven't been out, come on down and see it. I think, there's plenty of room to spread out down there. There's lots of room. It will be warm this evening and this afternoon, so so take care of that. Maybe bring a fan. We've got some old Dungis fans around here somewhere. Maybe I'll bring some of them out this afternoon.
Cool.
But that's one good thing mm-hmm. coming up. Plus, we'll be starting up next week on July 10th. We've got the first of the big events down at the Tower Center at Unity Square. We're going to be joining with them down there for a big night, and that will be again next week. And we'll talk about that more on the next week's show. But we're going to have a lot of stuff going on down there, and it will be lots of fun, and we're going to have a big summer. Despite all this, I want to remind everybody, while we are in this crazy time with the pandemic, and at Dungis, we take that really seriously. Everyone's health and safety, our employees and our customers is really our highest priority right now. We still are doing everything we can to protect ourselves and our customers, and asking everybody to take personal responsibility for that. You know, wear your mask when it's hard to keep that distance from people. Do social distance, and let's keep everybody well. I think it's really important now that we keep this under control in our community. It's certainly important to keep the businesses open and operating, and our economy going, and everybody working. It all goes together, hand in hand. And during this period, I know we've been really lucky here. We haven't had anybody get sick like that, but we have had some people who had to be tested, and a few that had started to quarantine because of, they may have been exposed but to someone else who had the disease. But luckily, cross our fingers, knock on wood, we haven't had it get that close to us yet. But you know, we do still have all our PPE here. We've got masks for if you don't have one and you want, we'll be glad to give you a mask. We've got our protective barriers that are there. For if we want to sit down and talk, and we can drop the mask, we can put a plastic shield between us. We've got some other things we do to clean and disinfect the vehicles and make sure that we're careful with that. We do that in all our sales and service processes now. It's really been pretty important to start that process and stick with it now. And that is it's been hard over all this time. I know everybody's can't believe that 12 weeks or whatever into this, we're still doing the same thing, but we've got to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Here we go. We'll just do it again today.
And the thing is that we're not only we're looking out for ourselves, we're looking out for every member of our community. And
well, I think that's the big point. Yeah. And I know that it, for most people, if they were to get sick, hopefully it wouldn't be that big a deal. But certainly for some people, as we've seen, it can be really critical, and we sure don't want anybody to get sick. So that's key. And we've seen the economic impact of this, too. And as a company that was deemed to be an essential business early, and we didn't, we didn't close, and we had to stay open, and we managed to keep our employees working and make it through that. But the truth is, we needed your help. The business has been down the last couple months. It's important that we stay open, and I know every business is in town and in the state and across the country is in the same position where we all need to stick together in this, and a lot of that starts with the health part of it, truthfully. None of that can happen if we don't stay well.
Very good. We're talking with Brad Dungis. It's Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400 and FM 93.3. You know, you were talking about the COVID and everything, and a lot of people are used to now. It's been a long time, I guess, but folks have been shopping a bit on the internet, but now it's becoming a little bit more front and center when it comes to going through the process of getting a new or a new to you car or truck.
Well, it has. I mean, a lot of our processes have adapted. The car sales side, you mentioned, we are experiencing great traffic on our websites. Lots of people every day, up to 300 or 400 people a day visiting our websites, looking at our cars, asking questions, and doing their research. So, a lot of what you used to do, right, coming into the dealership and kicking tires, so to speak, can be done online now. And we do a lot of communication that way, where we can evaluate your trade, we can send you pictures or video of vehicles. We do a lot of things before you get here, and what that does is really slow down the process, but speed it up so that when you get here, it takes less time.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is we can answer most of your questions, do everything but the physical test drive and delivery. The price is really the easy part in today's world. We do market price all our vehicles every day. We take great pride in putting what we call a simple price.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, that's a fair price on all our vehicles. It's based on what we see transactions of vehicles going for in the market that are similar, and then it doesn't mean that that we won't negotiate from that. But a lot of times we don't have a lot of room there. We've already put it a great deal, and the reality is it's as simple as finding the right truck or car for you.
Mm-hmm.
So much of it today is the complexity of the selection of vehicles and all the choices you have between new and used, and with all the new safety features and other things coming at us and different types of vehicles, it's just a big, there's a lot to that. And, you know, so we know people do a lot of research on what they're buying. And so we focus on getting you that information you need to make an informed decision. That's really critical. And we do have a lot of our tools and a lot of the stuff that on our website is available to you without you needing to give us any of your name, contact information. So we let you go in and play with our pricing and our payment calculator, our credit approval system, our trade evaluations. All can be done through a shopping cart on our website. Just click on the tab that says Work Your Deal, and you can start working your own deal just like the sales manager does, with the same numbers that the sales manager has when he's trying to answer your question of what's the payment. And that's we really like that and like to, you know, make that information available to you. So go check it out online. You can get there at DungeonsChoice.com. From there, you can get to any one of our other websites, the Lincoln, Ford, and Toyota showrooms. You can apply for a job. You can apply for credit on a car. You can send in trade information. You can chat with us right there with any question you have. So there's lots of tools there and lots of ways to reach us and communicate with us right really in your pocket on your phone.
And speaking about some of the ways that business has been altered, the service business has always been stellar. But now there's a whole lot of extra layers of comfort for the customer these days.
There's been changes. You know, mm-hmm. we don't have our great snack selection anymore. We've had to remove that and some of the other things like the community coffee service and stuff, just because the CDC recommends that we don't have that kind of stuff that's touched by everyone. And uh-huh. we spread out the chairs in our waiting room, and that means there's a few fewer of them. But you can still come in. I went through the Ford waiting room today, and it was pretty full, but everyone was a solid 6 feet apart. Everybody was comfortable watching television, and it seemed like it was working really well. There was the other waiting room out on the Ford showroom didn't have anyone in it, so I mean, there was plenty of room for people to spread out. We've got tables outside on our pads now if you want to wait out there. It's not too hot. And, you know, a lot of our service now, you know, previously a lot of our service was done no appointment necessary. That's been one of our things for the last 20 years, really, is we've grown in our focus on light maintenance and oil changes, tire rotations, tire sales, brakes, batteries, those types of things have really become a big part of our business, and we look to be really competitive on all that. And, you know, for many years there, we were no appointment necessary, and we did it as fast as we could. But that at times caused for a line, and that's not good in today's environment. So we are doing more and more things by appointment. We've really invested in our capacity to get more appointments done. Mm-hmm. So these days you can go online, you can schedule your appointment. You come in, you drop off your car. It's pretty predictable when we'll have the services ready. If we know what we're doing beforehand, of course, if we find something else we need to do, we may have to adjust that. But the reality is that that's another great convenience for our customers. And we're just now rolling out a new scheduler on our website that's going to allow you to do that with even more sophistication, so you can actually see available time slots, and that when you schedule your appointment, it goes right into our scheduling system on the service side. So it starts the process of creating your repair order right away. Mm-hmm. Previously, we had to do some of that manually to get it in there, and you'd have to tell us when you would want to come in, and we'd have to make sure it would work, and then contact you back to confirm it. And now that those processes are going to be eliminated, and it'll be much easier to get your time, and then know when to show up, and then we'll be ready for you.
And of course, you get the kind of the red carpet treatment too, sometimes with the pickup and drop off.
Yeah, and we do pick up and delivery, and that's something we've expanded since in recent weeks with the coronavirus. We definitely, it's a part of the Lincoln commitment that we have. Our Lincoln owners that are under warranty all get complimentary pickup and delivery of their service vehicle, or they get a free service loaner whenever they are in for service, plus wash and details, a light detail on their vehicle when we have it in for service.
Mm-hmm.
But with the recent few weeks, we are also offering that in our Toyota and Ford shops. When we can, we'll get out there and pick you up and get back, get you in. And especially if you're scheduling your appointment and let us know beforehand,
yeah.
You're going to need that. It's really not hard at all, and it works quite well. It's very convenient for people, and you don't even have to leave your office that way.
Indeed. We're talking with Brad Dungis with the Dungis Family of Autos right here on Car Talk on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Do you still have that tire rotation oil change value package?
Yes, we do. We're still doing that. For only $39.95, you get the tire rotation and the oil change. It's a great deal. It's those, you know, a lot of people, you know, may wonder about the tire rotation, but truthfully, in today's cars with the synthetic oils and different oils that have longer lives, the most common service you should be doing on your vehicle about every 5,000 miles is a tire rotation. That keeps them from wearing unevenly. It really can extend the life of the tire, keeps it safe for your driving longer because it's rotated and doesn't cause cupping, less inclined to have cupping or some kind of uneven wear, which makes sure it starts and stops right. We know this because we do this on hundreds of cars every day, and on our used cars, we're really particular about the tires. It's the thing that really makes a car, I think, really stand out,
mm-hmm.
is a new set of tires. And if those are well-maintained, they can last a lot longer than if they aren't. So
you bet.
We highly recommend that. And the other thing that does is gives us a chance to measure your brake pads, which, of course, are really critical. That way we can see their wear over time and eliminate and predict problems that may happen in the future. So that's, I think, an important part of maintenance is staying on top of that kind of stuff. And we make that easy. And a value for just $39.95, you can get your oil changed and a tire rotation for what costs for just the oil change at most places.
Indeed, that's quite the value. And on top of that, like you said, you get that peak where you normally don't get a chance to see it yourself. The professionals can eyeball it too. It's never a good time to have a breakdown, or it's never a good time to have what you call car troubles. But it really, really stinks if you get it in the heat of summer or the dead of winter. It just doesn't go well at all.
But that's what the maintenance really does, hopefully.
Prevents that.
Prevent those surprise problems, right? I mean, if we're in there looking at it regularly and we keep a good service history, a lot of times we can avoid those things that sneak up on you just through the regular maintenance on the vehicle. And I know most people who maintain their vehicles like that get that. They last longer. They have higher resale value when you look to trade them in. You know, especially if we've got the service history, we know what we've got, and we definitely put top dollar in those vehicles. Those are the ones that we covet the most, are the ones that we know all about them. We know the service history. We know the individual who owned them. We know what they've, what kind of experience they've had, and that's a great used car. So that's really our specialty.
We're talking with Brad Dungis with Dungis Family of Autos. And, of course, you know, everything from cars to community, trucks, and everything in between, Dungis Family is involved in it, that's for sure.
Well, we take great pride in being involved in the community and helping our customers. It's something that's very important to us. I know that hopefully you all will all get out this afternoon and this evening or later this weekend. By Saturday, it's probably going to be a pretty nice Saturday evening by that game.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully see some baseball. The Dungis Indians will be out playing this evening at 7:30. In the Winja tournament, and each night for the next three on the same time. So come check that out. That's something we're real proud of being part of, and look forward to the great games this season. We don't have a lot of home games, so you need to get out and enjoy it now while you can.
Do we have that little festival coming up here pretty quick, the Hot Times?
Yeah, I think actually the Hot Street Party has been, I believe the Young Professionals, they let us know this week that they were going to cancel that in August.
Oh,
so I think the Hot Street Party is not going to happen. As far as I know, still the Community Center is planning to do their event on July 10th. And they'll have a series of summer events that are happening. Let me see if if I can find that and get the other dates. But they start July 10th.
Yes.
It's a summer party with they're going to have the fire department out there to spray people down. And, you know, we'll have bands and food trucks and all kinds of
fun and activities
for people to do. And it all starts July 10th, and we got another event planned up in. You know, there's actually stuff going on all week. I mean, I'm especially fond of the event on Tuesday night because my wife, Kimberly, teaches yoga down there. But, you know, they've got stuff going on every day almost, I think, you know, things like Tai Chi and other forms of yoga, Rev and Flow, you know, yoga with Glenda, yoga with B, Food Truck Monday. You know, so there's all kinds of stuff happening. And the July 10th is the beach party grand opening. Then we're going to have all kinds of events through July, things like a team improv workshop, Little House on the Prairie on July 14th, the great Kevin Wade, a magician, on July 20th. And then we've got the next event for the All-American August, August 7th. So we've got July 10th and August 7th. Is the Sizzlin' Summer Series will continue, and that is all down at Tower Center at Unity Square. And I tell you, if you haven't been down and seen the new new tower, Price Tower outdoor eating area on the lower level and the old parking area on the north side of the tower, or south side, I'm sorry, you need to go down there and check it out this weekend when it's a little bit cooler.
A little bit.
But it's actually, you know, there's a great shade there. They've got misters. They've got food and drink down there. A great new menu down there. There's a bar service as well as there's waiters and service. But you can take your food and drink into the park if you want. It's just so cool. And it's a great way to experience whether there's an event going on or not. I've been down there a number of times, and it's a lot of fun.
Good deal. Right now it's 9:58. We are talking with Brad Dungis with Dungis Family of Autos, and there's one website that gets it all, and that's Dungis Choice.
DungisChoice.com. That's right. You can go there and get to our Toyota Ford Lincoln website. Our phone number's there, but if you need that, it's 918-333-0900, or just come down here and see me. Let me know what you need, and we'll be happy to take care of you. I really appreciate everybody's business. We sure couldn't do it without you all, and really thank you. That's the main message every week, I think, is thank you to Bartlesville all these years for your support that make everything possible here at Dungis.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Take care. I want you to have a great weekend. Happy 4th. And we'll
do. Yeah. Happy Independence Day to everybody. It's a great holiday. This is one of my favorite. We need to all remember the vision of our country and the great privilege it is to be an American.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you, Brad. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend, Tom. Happy 4th of July.
And to you. And that is Brad Dungis with Dungis Family of Autos. Right now it is 9:59. We're closing in on news time here in just a moment. Want to get the forecast in for you for today. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but that's mainly after 4 o'clock. Otherwise, mostly sunny today. We're going to have the heat advisory in effect with it feels like temperature of 110. We're going to be really between 97, 98, but the wind is going to be calm. You're not going to get much relief there. Then for tonight, 40% chance of rain, 73. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain, early sunny later on, and the heat index values as high as 101 as we kind of cool off there to about 93 degrees. Right now it's 85.